Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. Hi, I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. Christina Boots, Reproductive Endocrinology and Infertility Specialist with Northwestern Medicine. Welcome, Dr. Boots. Good to have you here today.
Oh, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Let's talk about a topic that you know a lot about, and that's infertility. This affects a lot of people, millions of people worldwide, and studies show that in up to 60% of cases, female infertility plays at least a partial role. So what can you share with us about infertility? What is that and how is it defined for women?
I think, you know, this is such an important topic because, as you said, it affects so many people. And I think there's a lot of stigma associated with it and in seeking care. But the current definition of infertility is that in couples that have heterosexual relationships, meaning that they both have egg and sperm, that they've been trying to get pregnant unsuccessfully. The current definition is that if you are under 35, that you've tried for about a year, and if you are over 35, that you've tried for at least 6 months. But I think, you know, we're starting to have even more comprehensive definitions because there are patients who decide that they want to build their family without a partner, or there are same-sex relationships that are missing eggs or missing sperm. And so, you know, if you don't have those things at home to be able to try, that means that you should have access to fertility care. And to just go back to the idea of like 6 to 12 months of trying, this really comes from data that shows that when male and a female are trying to get pregnant and they're having regular ovulatory cycles, that most couples that are under 35 years old will see about 2/3 of them are pregnant within their first 6 cycles of trying. And so if it hasn't happened in that time frame, it doesn't mean that it won't, but it certainly means that maybe we should at least be seeking some evaluation to better understand why is it not happening.
Okay, so let's talk about common causes of female infertility. And what about risk factors too?
So one of the most common causes of infertility is having anovulation, meaning that they're not ovulating regularly. So if you're not getting a period once a month, that means you're not ovulating and you can't get pregnant if there's not an egg dropping at that time. The second common cause actually is male factor. Third, there can be what we call a tubal factor, meaning that, you know, when you ovulate, that egg gets collected by your fallopian tube and sperm meets it in the tube. And so if that tube isn't open and healthy, then there's no way for that egg and sperm to meet. And some of the risk factors, you know, they vary based on what type of infertility you have. But we know women that have irregular menstrual cycles and aren't ovulating regularly, that our lifestyle, our health, our nutrition can play a role in that. So making sure that we're getting just really good overall primary health care and good preconception counseling. And then some of the causes for tubal factor, the most common causes are infectious diseases. So making sure that we're screening regularly for those. And if we think we're at risk, we treat those right away.
If you're just joining us, you have great timing. You're just in time for Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. Christina Boots from Northwestern Medicine. When it comes to infertility, are there any signs besides not getting pregnant that there might be an underlying issue?
The right time to seek medical care is by traditional definitions that, you know, again, in a heterosexual couple, when you have eggs and sperm at home, if you haven't gotten pregnant within 6 well-timed cycles, certainly if you're over 35, that's a good time. I think even if you're under 35, seeking some health care and at least getting some initial evaluation done somewhere around that 6 to 12 month mark. But certainly anybody who isn't having regular cycles should come in sooner. Certainly anybody who's worried, who has some risk factors for tubal disease, or certainly those who need third parties, meaning if you don't have sperm at home or if you don't have eggs at home, then you should come right away.
So what infertility treatment options are available at Northwestern Medicine? I know that might be a broad question because I'm sure there's a lot of help.
Yeah, well, my short answer is all of them, I guess. I think, you know, we, number one, provide really good preconception counseling. Infertility treatment options can include medications to help ovulate more consistently or ovulate more than one egg at a time to sort of make each cycle more efficient. We have opportunities to treat male factor or sperm issues by doing something called an IUI or an intrauterine insemination. And then certainly we have more advanced fertility options like in vitro fertilization or IVF. One other thing that's really important in the comprehensive fertility care that we provide at Northwestern is the mental health piece of that there's so much stigma that goes into infertility, and we know it's associated with depression and anxiety and just being a hard time in our life. And so we have fantastic psychologists here, as well as referrals to lots of mental health support throughout the community.
There are a lot of options, and you have been a wealth of information. Dr. Boots, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.